With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is pledging support to those recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Helene.
President Joe Biden has been shown the deadly and devastating damage from Helene, first in Florida, where he visited with survivors and responders in Keaton Beach, and then in Georgia, where he visited a heavily damaged pecan orchard outside Valdosta.
I see you, I hear you, I agree with you, and I promise you we have your back.
Biden also said the response should be nonpartisan.
In moments like this, it's time to put politics aside.
And he urged Congress to be prepared to fund long-term recovery. I'm Norman Hall.
The union representing 45,000 striking U.S. dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports has reached a deal to suspend a three-day strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The union, the International Longshoremen's Association, is to resume working immediately. Both sides also reached agreement on wages, but no details were given, according to a joint statement from the ports and union Thursday night. Another evacuation order from Israel to Lebanese residents. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Israeli military has warned people to evacuate the city of Nabatieh and other communities in southern Lebanon that are north of a UN-declared buffer zone. The move is a sign that Israel may widen a ground operation launched earlier this week inside Lebanon against Hezbollah. Nabatieh is a provincial capital north of the Litani River, which formed the northern edge of the border zone established by the UN Security Council after the 2006 war in a resolution that both sides accuse the other of violating. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 184 points, the Nasdaq dropped 6, the S&P dropped 9, oil up to $73.83 a barrel. This is SRN News. A study of church attendance.
Researcher Ryan Burge has been analyzing data from the Cooperative Election Study, and it reveals that among self-identified evangelical Christians, only 31% say they go to worship services at least once a week. 10% show up at least once a month, while 13% only make it once a year. The polling data also reveals that 10% of self-identified evangelicals never attend church services. That's up from 3% in 2008. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rolled back Georgia's abortion ban this week, but neither side expects that decision to be the final word. The state attorney general's office says it will appeal the ruling to the Georgia Supreme Court, and the state high court could restore the ban on abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected while it considers the case. The Georgia Supreme Court has already overruled the same judge before on abortion. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling nearly 30,000 of its Cybertrucks due to a camera issue. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Tesla Cybertruck owners are facing another recall, this one due to a problem with the rear view camera. Tesla informed the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that display screens in affected trucks may be blank for up to 8 seconds after the driver shifts into reverse. Government standards require that happen within 2 seconds of shifting. The companies released a free software upgrade to address the issue. This is the fifth recall since Tesla Cybertrucks went on sale last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week, but it remains at healthy levels. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.